Hello and welcome to the Home Uplink Podcast. Today is December 17th.
Friday.
The end of the week, and it's the week before festivities occur.
Festivities?
Yep. So next week is pretty much a wash. So have fun with the next 2 weeks off, everyone.
Yep.
That's what we've come to understand. But that means in two plus weeks, we go into 2022.
January.
Next year, the new year rings in, right?
Yes.
Now, we're going to talk about something pretty interesting today. These are the National Association of Realtors released its top 10 list during its third annual year-end real estate forecast summit on Wednesday. They weighed in on the trajectory for the 2022 housing market.
Okay.
And in doing so, they created a 2022 hidden gem markets that have room for growth. So they're going to list off the 10 markets topping the hidden gem list for next year.
Okay.
All right. So what this means for people is these markets, apparently, for the Association of Realtors, the National Association of Realtors, these markets are blossoming and it would be a place to move to next year, right? So number 10, Tucson, Arizona.
Okay.
We have family that live there.
Yes.
Been there plenty of times.
These are gems.
It is. These are hidden gems for sure. Okay. Hidden in the rough. Tucson is,
Would you go out on a limb and say Tucson isn't really hidden?
I don't think it's a hidden gem. I don't know if I would consider it a gem. I would consider it neither hidden nor a gem personally. But that's just because I don't like taking into account. If I'm going to live and have to deal with mosquitoes, I don't want to live in a desert.
Yeah.
Living in Las Vegas, it was hot. It was a desert. But there were no mosquitoes.
Yeah.
Tucson, on the other hand, has just enough water that they have mosquitoes, but it also gets to 120 degrees in the summer. So you really get the worst of both worlds.
All right.
So I don't know. Hidden gem.
Hidden gem.
Sure.
Unfortunately, when I think of hidden gem, I think of something that's off the beaten path that doesn't already have millions of people living there. That's just my personal opinion. When I think hidden gem, I'm like, oh, they're going to say like Eureka.
Yeah, that's it. That's where they're going to want people to go move to.
You know, I'm going to say Eureka.
Yep.
But okay. So,
Tucson.
Okay.
Number 9, we've got Spartanburg, South Carolina. Never heard of it. Never heard of it. Don't even know where it's located.
Spartanburg,
North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Let me see. Okay. Let me look it up. Hold on. We've got.
See, that's a hidden gem in my book. That right there is exactly what I think of when I think of hidden gem, because I'm thinking I have no idea where this place is. It could be amazing, and I'm just missing out. I need to find this Spartanburg, North Carolina. Everybody who's listening, please, I mean, look up Spartanburg, North Carolina and check it out, because it could be this
gem. It's probably about, driving-wise, probably like an hour from Charlotte.
Okay. So close enough.
So you're in between Greenville, South Carolina, and Charlotte, South Carolina, which both are pretty large cities.
Those are pretty large cities.
So, okay, I'm looking at pictures of the place, right? Okay. I could see this as being a, this is a hidden gem, right?
All right.
Okay. I'll give them that one.
Okay. All right. They got one.
San Antonio, New Braunfels, Texas. San Antonio is a gigantic city.
I don't. And everybody and their moms know that California is Russian to Texas.
A lot of states are Russian to Texas.
How would that be a hidden gem? I mean, if it was like a little tiny town in Texas that no one's ever heard of, I would say, okay, cool. Yeah, that makes sense because it's this town that's 45 minutes north of Austin, Paris, Texas, and that's exactly what I'm, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, you know, apparently the place where the Alamo is a hidden gem. Only 1.5 million people live there, so maybe that's a hidden gem. I don't know. I don't think property value in San Antonio is very low, if I were to guess, based on the population, but who knows? I don't live there, but maybe in 2022 it will pop off.
Okay. All right.
Number, what's that? 7.
Okay.
Pensacola, Florida. It's in a panhandle.
Yeah. We drove through Pensacola.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
That's fine.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. I can see that. Yeah. Okay. That works.
Then you've got Palm Bay, Melbourne, Titusville, Florida, which is kind of by Cocoa Beach down there.
Okay.
So a little south of Cocoa Beach.
Okay.
So that's okay. I mean, that's kind of like New Smyrna kind of vibey, you know?
I see that.
Kind of a little hidden. Okay, I could see it. You know, it's not Jupiter Beach. It's not, you know, Petersburg. It's not Sarah. You know, you're not Miami, South Beach, Daytona, nothing like that. It's okay. I could see that as a hidden gem. Sure.
I can too.
Then you have Knoxville, Tennessee.
Okay. So again, this is another Tennessee conversation to where last podcast, there was quite a few people who are moving to Tennessee.
So for the affordability aspect, more so.
Yeah, I mean, when we went through the affordability aspect, definitely Tennessee was up there on the old can get a medium house price for like $120,000. So, okay, another Tennessee. Yeah.
Okay, I could see that one for sure, both area-wise and the amount of people moving to it. Then you've got Huntsville, Alabama. Is that where they make the ketchup?
Maybe.
Let's see.
I can.
Wow. Yeah, that's a small town. That's for sure.
Is it? What's population?
196,000.
Okay. Yeah, that is a very, very small town.
Very, very. It's in the Appalachian region.
Again, this is a list that the National Association of Realtors have posted. We don't necessarily know exactly how much data they sink into these kind of pieces, but we're going off what they say, and we're trying to just enlighten ourselves and hopefully in do so enlighten you as well. So if you have any other opinions about these places, please, you know, hit us up at admin@homeuplink.com, or you can hit us up in the contact us now on our site or our app or wherever, because you might have some other hidden gems where we have no idea what you're talking about. So please let us know. Like, they should list this place as a hidden gem. Okay.
Yeah.
Please.
It's kind of out in the middle of nowhere, to be honest.
Okay.
Like, you're in between Birmingham and Nashville, Tennessee, but you're like, you know, Barstow, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're leaving Vegas, you hit Barstow, you're like, all right, I'm almost in California. And then California ends up being Nashville. So yeah, that's kind of far, that's out of the way, but you know, I guess Chattanooga is kind of close a little. But yeah, okay. I mean, that's definitely hidden.
Yes. Okay.
It has the U.S. Space and Rocket Center. You know, you're got botanical gardens. You're in the Appalachians. Like, it's okay. Yeah, sure.
All right.
Got Daphne, Fairhope, Farley, Alabama.
Alabama.
Two in Alabama. Top two and three, both in Alabama.
Okay.
Yeah. That is where
Alabama's
that?
Coming up.
I'm looking for it. Hold on.
Alabama is coming up.
Daphne. And, is... Ah, got it. It's right, basically, right next to, across the water from Mobile.
Okay.
So, got it. It's you take the 10, cross the, I guess that's, is that the Mississippi? No.
Interesting.
The Mobile Bay, whatever. And then you're in Daphne, which is interesting. You're okay. Very close to Mobile. Like, I would consider that to be the same city, but I guess not. So, in Portland, you cross the bridge and you're still in Portland. But right. I guess in Mobile, you cross the bridge and you're in Daphne. Interesting. Well, I don't know if that's a hidden gem. Maybe. I mean, the number one photo listed... when you type in Daphne, Alabama, is it looks like a woman at a grave site at a cemetery. Kind of an odd choice for the city of Daphne to have that listed on Google as their top image.
Or is it?
Maybe.
Maybe it's exactly what they want.
Maybe that's the vibe. Could be. Could be.
I can't hate on Daphne if that's how they want to see themselves.
Yeah, true, true.
Okay.
I mean, that's a nice golf course, but I'd say that's probably a better photo. Then there's a lot of cemetery photos on here.
Alabama's an old place. They got a lot of.
But if you want it to be touristy, you don't. I don't know.
Maybe that's exactly who they want for their tourism is people who like gravestones.
Maybe.
Salem does really well on that kind of stuff because they. And this, market themselves as
this person's dog.
Nice. That is a very nice dog.
That dog lives in Daphne.
Okay.
So that's two.
Okay.
No, this is a humdinger. Okay. I don't know a single person who's ever heard of this number one hidden gem for next year. Man, it's crazy. I've never heard of this place.
And the anticipation.
I know. I'm trying to build it up. Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas.
Where is this in Texas?
Yeah. Where? I wonder.
I've never heard of Dallas.
I've never heard of Dallas, Fort Worth.
Wow. Texas.
That must be. Hold on. Let me look this up. I've never heard of this place before. This is a hidden gem, truly.
I think Dallas is on the.
Wow, they only, you know what I mean?
For
the 7.6 million people that live there, it must really be a hidden gem if there's almost 8 million people living there.
Wait.
Yeah.
There's almost 8 million people living in this hidden gem?
Yeah, that's crazy. Wow.
That's more people in most states.
That's a good amount of people living in one city. Hold on. Let me just look something up
here. So Dallas is a hidden gem on their list with almost 8 million people.
Yeah, just a tad under. Let me look something up here.
I'm having a hard time believing that Dallas is a hidden gem because isn't their price going through the roof right now, especially?
It says the median price in Dallas-Fort Worth in the third quarter of 2021, which is right now, has gone up 18.3% year over year. So right now, they're seeing a normal median house price at $354,900, which is...
Okay, again, I'm going to go out on a limb right now.
Uh-huh.
That's not a hidden gem.
And on top of that, single family homes are at an average of 380,000. And the median price in most of the zip codes year over year outside of the city are 479,000.
So the suburbs are obviously more expensive.
So you're looking at close to half a million dollars for a median home price outside of the metro area of Dallas-Fort Worth.
what does it say about, does it have some sort of synopsis?
There's not like a metric of why they chose this.
Why they picked Dallas as the number one hidden gem in all of the United States.
No, it just says
a city that has almost 8 million people.
Yeah, it just says these will likely be some of the strongest price appreciations in 2022.
Gotcha. So this is, there's an underlining tone, which is not saying that they're a hidden gem, but that they think that this...
The markets are going to grow there.
Are going
to
grow due to the fact that...
So you're going to get money from your property.
Gotcha. So, I mean, couldn't you obviously put, like, L.A. in there as a hidden gem then? Because the market always grows in L.A.?
New York, L.A.
Couldn't you write...
Miami. Oh,
Syracuse.
Seattle.
Or anything that's connected to New York in general.
Austin, Texas.
Gem? Yeah. So, what...
What place what wouldn't in, be a hidden gem?
In their minds... Again, this is an article that was handed to us through, you know,
the National Association of Realtors magazine,
Realtors, which obviously doesn't have
their magazine.
And I don't think they have an ox in this fight. You know, I don't think they're necessarily pulling people to try and get them to Dallas, but I find it very hard to believe that they would sit there and. A guy is going beep, boop, 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 up. I think Dallas is the number one hidden gem, which hidden gem in my book is hidden, so not a lot of people know about it, and a gem, which is valuable. The information that they just handed to us is not hidden or valuable. We already knew that. We already knew the specific state of Texas has grown its economy tenfold. We already knew that.
Yeah, they're...
I'm sorry, but the city that's had the American football team, Dallas Cowboys, is it hidden?
Yes. Also, I'm guessing and assuming the only reason they did that is because the property values, homes on average are selling for 31% more than they're worth.
Gotcha.
In the Dallas
Fort Worth
area.
Basically, everybody from California, yet again, and wherever else they're coming from, is selling their bungalow shacks for $900,000, and they're walking into Dallas on the outskirts of the suburbs and paying 30% over what people are selling them for, which is creating some sort of, you know, frenzy. We get it. We get that. That's not new. That's not a hidden gem, though. I mean, a hidden gem would be like, we found this very small, beautiful rural town in Iowa that's 45 minutes north of a fully capable metropolitan, but you can buy a 15-acre ranch-style home for $250,000, and that's a hidden gem in my book.
Yeah, that to me, that's a home run for a hidden gem.
Okay, not...
To be like, oh, well, year over year, there's an 18% rise in property value. This, so this your $426,000 house that you would have paid $361,000 for last year.
Correct.
Yeah.
So I'm going to rename this article.
Okay, what are you going to rename it?
Places that they think that you should invest in.
Uh-huh. Well, actually, it's not even so much that because they're saying the rent value... And this isn't from them, but it says that the year-over-year increase for single-family rental has only increased 17%, whereas the price of sales has gone up almost 31%. So half. Rents are rising half the rate at the appreciation of a normal home.
Okay, so...
Investments isn't what they're talking about. They're saying go buy there, invest your money in real estate, and then you're going to gain an appreciating asset because the price is going to just keep going up.
Are
and up
they
and up.
Going to move me every time that I need to move because I want to sell my place and take out the equity that I've gained? I mean, I get that they're saying this, but it's not like it's just an easy task to be able to pick up your life, buy a place in a hidden, quote unquote, hidden gem, and then gain the equity over the last 18 months, pick back up and go somewhere else, quote unquote, to another hidden gem. Maybe
what
we should just start moving.
What are you talking about?
Maybe we should start moving all of these hidden gems and just doing no, that's not a hidden gem list. That is this is where we think the market is going to completely appreciate and rise at a substantial rate in 2022, you should check out these places. That's a fine list. If that list said exactly that, I would say, okay, I totally see that. I already know that Texas is a hot spot. I already know that Florida is a hot spot. I already know that all of these southern states that are open for business are hotspots. But that article name itself makes me believe that they have done some in-depth, just grunt, perfect reporting and grabbed all the data that they've ever needed to be able to tell me these are the hidden gems that they think are going to be perfect for a single family or a entrepreneur or whoever. And it doesn't sound like that. It sounds like they just kind of threw a dart at the US map and then just said, there you go. That works.
Yeah, it certainly does.
And, you know, I like doing that. But I would just create an article around whatever I threw a dart at, not just throw.
I would just name the article places I threw a dart at. Yeah. And then I would just name the cities the dart landed on. That's what my top 10 list would be. Top 10 cities that I landed a dart on.
Yeah.
And then I'd say, ooh, isn't this neat? They have...
I mean,
more coffee shops per, you know.
That could be a fun little experiment if you get a really giant, map of United States and you just throw darts at it and then you just look up information about those darts. You're like, okay, today, this week, we're going to do 10 new darts and we're going to find specific facts about these specific areas. Okay, oop, that one landed on this little rural town in Pennsylvania. Oh, the population of the Amish there is, You could write, you could literally create article after article basically just doing that. That would probably be more informational than telling me that Dallas is a hidden gem.
Yeah, I mean, I'll say that. I agree.
So on that note, we're going to talk about things that people just didn't make up, which is, are you excited for the new Matrix coming out?
I watched the trailer.
That doesn't sound like excitement at all. I haven't seen the trailer. So.
My problem is I watched the trailer, right? The whole thing is that, like...
we're fine. Don't... Spoiler.
The trailer? The 2-minute trailer? It's not like I watched the movie and so I'm going to tell you Bruce Willis is the ghost at the end of Sixth Sense.
Oh my gosh, dude. Really? You know? People haven't seen that movie
yet. I know. It's crazy. It's not like I'm going to say that.
Okay, so you watched the trailer and you weren't that impressed.
Well, just the storyline for the movie doesn't make this as much sense. Are you kidding me?
20 years later, they weren't able to create.
They could have created one, but he's back in the Matrix, but he doesn't realize it. And so, like, he's living his life. So at the end of the third movie where he's driving the Ebuchadnezzar into the robot to end the whole thing.
Yeah.
And then the light flashes and then the movie ends and you don't know what happened.
Yeah.
Apparently he's alive. They put him back in the Matrix and now he's living his life again.
So you're basically saying that this is just going to be the exact same repeat as the first Matrix, which is them trying to get him out of the Matrix.
I have no idea because Trinity's there. Like it just doesn't, I don't understand what's going to happen.
So
it just doesn't look, it looks disjointed to say the
Well,
least.
But
you know what? It has Keanu Reeves.
Exactly.
It has Keanu Reeves' motorcycle company who made the motorcycles for the movie.
Of course he did.
And, you know, at the end of the day, I'm probably going to go see it.
Well, it's on HBO Max.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'll probably go to theaters. I mean, I feel like it's one of those movies you have to watch in a movie theater.
HBO Max.
All right. Well, you're going to watch on HBO Max. I'll go to a movie theater.
Yeah, and then we'll compare notes.
Yeah, we'll compare. I'll take very copious amounts of notes. Please. So.
Okay, so then I have three on my agenda.
Uh-huh.
That's one of them.
Uh-huh.
The second one, Spider-Man.
I'm not going to say. I have not seen a single Spider-Man movie.
Okay, sorry. So you're not into the
I like Spider-Man. I don't like Spider-Man.
So you
I like Spider-Man. I don't like.
You don't like Tom Holland.
I don't know. I don't like. I like, there's one Spider-Man. That's it. He made 3 movies.
Yeah, they were amazing.
They were all great.
Yeah.
They were all amazing.
Well, isn't he in this movie too?
Yes, I know. That would be the only reason I were to go see it. Is literally because I'm pretty sure, I know that Toby's in it.
Yeah.
But I'm almost certain that Willem Dafoe is also the Green Goblin in the movie.
That you have to see it.
That's my problem. This is the only one I would go see because Tobey Maguire's in it. And he's the only... I only watch Spider-Man movies.
Okay.
And he's Spider-Man.
Yeah, he is Spider-Man.
So when... And the funniest thing about that...
You mean Andrew Garfield's on Spider-Man?
God, no. There is like... He went on this whole press tour, Andrew Garfield, and all these people were asking him like, oh, are you going to be in the new Spider-Man movie? Are you going to be in the new Spider-Man movie? And he's like, doesn't say a word, doesn't say anything, you know, mum's the word, right? And then Tobey Maguire's just walking his dog in Central Park, and people are like, oh, hey, Toby, can we get a picture with you? Can we get a picture with you? And he's like, yeah, you can get a picture with me. Yeah, let's take pictures. And he's like, remember to go see me in Spider-Man. Woo, I'm in the new Spider-Man. And then, like, everyone else is like, mum's the word because they don't want to, you know, give away anything about the movie. And then you just have the real Spider-Man being the real Spider-Man. Yeah. And being the man of the people. He's walking around. He's telling them, yeah, I'm in that movie.
I did like the Miles Morales Spider-Man, though.
Yes, it was. But that was because it was good.
Miles Morales.
And it's not Spider-Man, it's Miles Morales.
Correct.
So it's like...
And you know who else was in that movie?
Nick Cage. Yeah, he was very good in that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spider-Man Noir.
Uh-huh.
Loved it.
It was a really good movie. I did like it. It animated very well, too. It's stylized, but it was a very good animated movie.
Yeah.
So... No, I enjoyed that. That's what I mean. I'm a Spider-Man fan, but only when it's actually Spider-Man. So.
Yep. Okay. So. Yeah,
because Tobey Maguire is the only person that is Spider-Man. He plays the character of a nerd because he's actually that. You know, Tobey Maguire isn't like, oh, yeah, you know. Andrew Garfield is like the joke about Hollywood casting someone as Spider-Man. Because it's like he's obviously not, you know, as a person. Sure, you may say, oh, well, he is very smart. And he is. But he doesn't. He's not. Spider-Man in the comics is this
nerdy college student
scientist.
He doesn't know how to talk to girls.
Yes.
He doesn't go on vacations.
Yes.
He lives at Aunt May's house as an older woman who lost her husband.
Widowed because of him. And it's. But what I'm saying is all the Andrew Garfield Spider-Man movies were. I'm Spider-Man, but to make people try and, instead of having any lead up to me being any of those things and having character development, just give him glasses. Okay, now he's got glasses. That's pretty nerdy.
Yeah.
All right? That's Spider-Man.
How about he drops his bags a couple times?
Oh my gosh.
He's so uncoordinated.
And he's so clumsy, guys. It's like, that's not character development.
So.
That's not Tobey Maguire getting bullied in high school because he's a, you know, a science nerd and then
having a
going on
the
a
girl next door.
Yeah. And it's like, that's completely, there's just no lead up. It's like, be Spider-Man. If you're going to be Spider-Man, it's the same thing. And the Tom Holland isn't even like, it's like they just made a kid, gave him a suit. And then he just like was in the Avengers movies. And it's like, great. I guess we don't need backstory. And then the original one was bad with Michael Keaton.
Who did Tom Holland know?
I don't think he knows anybody. Like, I literally just think Disney wanted someone young so that they could milk as many movies out of him as possible.
Yeah.
Because that's his problem. They got Robert Downey Jr., he was out. Too old.
Yeah.
Chris Evans, he was done. Too old.
He's back in it. He needs the money.
Is he back?
Of course he's back. You don't think that he's going to be back.
Oh, no. He already said no. But what I'm saying is, you know, then you have Scarlett Johansson. She's done. You've got Thor. He keeps doing movies because, you know, who wouldn't get that money, you know? But it's like, obviously, they only chose him to be Spider-Man because they needed somebody young to continue making movies about. They would have made more Black Panther movies, but rest in peace.
I know.
It sucks. They would have done that and gone that avenue, but they couldn't. So it's like...
Thor...
That's what I'm saying. They've got Thor and Spider-Man. That's it.
Yeah, they can't do Hulk. He said he wouldn't do stand alone.
Yeah. So you have Mark Ruffalo, who won't do anything other than an Avengers movie or something like that.
But they
like
just came out with another superhero movie that was supposedly amazing, right?
Shang-Chi?
No.
And the Ten Rings?
Was it the Internals?
Well, that's a different thing, but but also that doesn't even like breaks every canon of everything, because for the Eternals to be in the I'm not going to sit here and talk about their terrible lore. All right, the Marvel universe is dog water for anybody who, if you're a Marvel fan, just read comic books. Don't watch the movies. They're so bad.
Okay, again, I knew that was going to start. You know, we started this on one. And then, okay, so the last movie, because that was a 3-minute rant about Spider-Man.
That was like a 10-minute rant about Spider-Man. Sure.
Sing 2.
Is that the one with the animated animals?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you have a kid.
I do. I have a 5-year-old who's already asked to see it multiple times because he sees a million previews for it on YouTube Kids, and it comes out Christmas Day.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it will be cute.
I'm sure you'll have a good time.
And I'm sure that, you know, Universal did a great job because it has been a few years since the first one. Sure. And that's the third one that we are. So one Matrix, one Spider-Man. And can you tell which is which? Like, who wants to see what? My family, my 5-year-old son wants to see Sing. My wife wants to see Spider-Man, and I want to see the Matrix.
I could imagine.
I wonder if we can go at the same time.
And you all go to your own movies. Yeah.
Just bang them all out at the same exact time. Just say, okay, 5-year-old, you're going in that one.
Alone.
Go sit there by yourself. All right, you're going in that one. We'll all meet up in the lobby afterwards. I mean, back in the day, that's pretty much what you did. I don't want to see your movie. I'm just going to go to a different movie. I'll meet you up afterwards.
Yeah, I mean, I did that. There was a time where I went with friends, and there were 5 of us, and 3 of them were like, they go up, and they're like, this is when 2012 came out. And Fantastic Mr. Fox came out, right?
Oh, and you saw Fantastic
Mr. Fox. I wanted to see Fantastic Mr. Fox. I'm sorry. 2012 seemed boring. Snoozeville. So the 3 of them go up, buy their ticket for 2012. They're standing there waiting with their tickets. I walk up to the counter. I go, 1 for the $5.50 Fantastic Mr. Fox. And they look at me and they're like,
what?
Are you joking? I pay for my ticket. I get it. Now, my friend behind me goes, 1 for the $5.50 Fantastic Mr. Fox. And I was like, that's right, Devin.
Yeah.
Let's go see it. Yeah. And they're like, I can't believe that you just did that.
Wes Anderson just came out with a new movie last month, which was called the French.
I have no idea.
The French Quarter, the French Article or something. That has, of course, all of them in it again.
Yeah, well, he's in there literally every movie. Anytime Wes Anderson does a movie, he just calls them and they show up.
And which is hilarious because it's not like they're making tons of money. They're just kind of doing it to do it because they like him, which is hilarious again because, you know, you have to pay Scarlett Johansson $45 million just to park a car. And you can call Bill Murray and he's just going to show up randomly and say, hey, can I be in your movie?
I think he's just bored at this point.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like when your career's done and over with and
you made your money.
You made your money.
Go to house parties for college.
You know, you're rich. You don't have to do anything. You just walk around New York. I don't think you really, I think you're just trying to, you're like Danny DeVito. You're trying to find things to do with your day.
I hear you.
It's like every time they're like, oh, Always Sunny. He's like, oh, the trash man's here, you know?
Yeah, I actually get to do something for the next 2 months.
Yeah, he's like, all right, now I get to go have fun for a few months. Yeah. Like, they probably look forward to it.
Yeah, of course. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So
it's probably, I mean, because they all write the show themselves, too. So it's like
they get
in charge of the whole kit and caboodle. So,
yeah, I mean, I'm sure it's very, I'm sure it's fun for them.
And on that note, we want to thank everybody again for stopping by on this fantastic Friday. There are a few things we want to wish. We want to wish everybody a fantastic holidays, Merry Christmas, Merry Kwanzaa, a Happy Hanukkah. If you do have some movies that you are looking forward to, hit us up at admin@homeuplink.com or go to our Instagram page, go to our Twitter page, go to our homepage, go to our app, leave some comments around, let everybody know what you're excited for this holiday season. If you have any interesting questions or comments about real estate, do that exact same thing like I just said. Go to all those cool places. We want to thank Waterstone Mortgage for having us at their holiday party last night and giving me third place for my ugly sweater. Again, much appreciation. And we hope that everybody and their families stay happy and healthy throughout the holiday season.
Yeah, thanks for coming by, listening yet again.
And
we'll see you next time.
Stay classy.
Stay classy.